Welcome to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. Scientific Healing, a fusion of modern science and ancient healing arts, empowers you to take charge of your life to get healthy no matter what your doctor says. Discover how you can manage your own energy to improve your health, vitality, and prosperity from Anastasia and her guests. Are you ready to live your best and most energized life ever? Here's your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Scientific Healing Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Anastasia Chopoulos. I know the power of vibrational healing by combining physics and ancient healing arts to develop my own system that has produced what many would call medical miracles for hundreds and hundreds of people. Discover how you can protect your energy when working with others as a healer or coach with safe healing at scientifichealer.com. One of the things that I talk about a lot is the most important health factors, and the number one is relationships. And today we're going to talk about that, but it's not the relationship with other people, it's the relationship that you have with yourself. And many people don't have great relationships with their own body. So today I'm super excited to invite Dr. Joe Casper onto my show, and I have not met many people with the same level of passion for helping people feel great as Dr. Joe. He and I see eye to eye on so many things, including eating a good, healthy, clean, organic diet, getting exercise, sleep, and enough water. These are the ingredients of good health care that a lot of us, even if we know better, neglect. What Dr. Joe does, even more than instruct, is inspire and motivate. Dr. Joe has an amazing pedigree with degrees in exercise physiology, physical education, education and health, holistic I can't get wait to get started on speaking with him and find out how he went from professional baseball player to what he does now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Joe.
Well, thank you, Dr. Anastasia. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here.
Oh, I'm so delighted to have you here today. So many of us have transitioned from one career to another, and I usually find a compelling story behind it. I started out in physics and chemistry and now do healing. Joe, could you tell the listeners what you did before and how and or why you made this transition?
Well, it's interesting because I've always enjoyed health. In fact, I remember as a teenager, I started eliminating Coca-Cola. I knew it was bad for me. I didn't know why, but I'm like, I don't think this is good. And then I remember, this is kind of funny, we were running the mile in high school gym class, and I guess we had, for lunch, I had hot dogs. And I proceeded to do about a 5:30 mile, but I puked up my hot dogs. I mean, I vomited all over the track. And I said to myself, I will never eat a hot dog again the rest of my life. And that was 1983. And I haven't had one since. And even the look and shape of a hot dog, a sausage, even if it's tofu, turkey, whatever, I can't have it. So it's just, my brain said, don't ever have this again, and that's what I did. But one thing I will say, the whole thing about elimination diets, I'm really against, but if you have a strong mind, you can eliminate things if you really know you're not going to go back to it. So in my head, I said, okay, you know, at 13, no more Coke. At 16, no more hot dogs, and that's just a choice that I made. And that's really how my journey, I believe, began in health.
Wow. Yeah, that's way different than others. I noticed, you know, I decided way back then to be healthy too, and that I was going to live a really long and healthy life, and that when I would be in my 60s, I would be, you know, healthy and strong and completely alert, which actually came to pass. So you can make your cells do what you want. But for me, as if I ate the wrong thing, I just felt plain terrible. And I would,
I got
fat really fast. And then on top of that, I took good care of myself and I got sick anyway. So.
Which is very, very interesting. Yeah. It's funny, Dr. Anastasia, how health is. And I think we live in a world too, where too many people look for a quick fix, a magic pill, a special diet. And I always tell all you people who go on this, you know, I'm going to lose weight, 80 pounds in 80 days and all this stuff. And I always go, okay, great. What happens when you put the weight back on? What are you going to do? And they go, well, I won't put it back on. and every single one, probably 99.5 out of 100, will put it back on because they have no long-term plan.
Yes, exactly. And they think the goal is to take the weight off. And for me, the goal is to get healthy. So it's a different goal. So I've watched I've watched you speak to so many people and get them on board with your ideas. In this last conference, which was on a cruise, I saw you talk almost nonstop and even lose your voice because of your enthusiasm.
That's about right.
And I've heard many people tell me personally how much you've helped them. So could you tell us what it is that you do? Like, is it exercise instruction or dietary advice? And how do you work with people?
Well, it's interesting how things have evolved over the years. I'm always getting better and better as a health professional, which will never stop. But what I do now, very simple, is this: is I get people healthy, but it's one person at a time. So I don't do group coaching. I have a retreat center here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and I usually have one person at a time or a couple. I don't want 10 or 20 people because I can't give them the undivided attention they need. And I really believe health is specific to each person. And what happens is someone will tell someone, well, I did this program, so you should do it too. And you know, I lost 50 pounds, whatever it may be. Every single person's genetic makeup, body type, and all that stuff is different. And it's funny, yesterday I was somewhere and I was watching the Super Bowl, which is exciting, and I was speaking to some lady, and she looked like she was in great shape and fantastic. She goes, I've never exercised a day in my life, I drink too much, and I smoke too much. But she looked like a professional model at the age of 45. And that's the person people go, I hate her. I don't hate her, but the point was is, so she does everything wrong, but she looks great. Her insides, I'm sure, are a mess. But people will aspire to look like that because that's kind of, you know, people go by looks a lot. And that's part of the problem is you can't just do what someone else does, okay, and hope, you know, you're going to be like them. It doesn't work that way. So one of the things that I do first off is I do special blood testing, as you know, we spoke about it. And we look at your blood under a microscope for 3 hours. That's right, 3 hours. My blood lady, as I call her, looks at your blood an hour a day for 3 days in a row. And from there, we're able to see what's going on inside your body way better than any blood test you're going to do when you send it out to a lab, because the lab's going to look at it for 2 to 5 minutes. The lab tech's going to, you know, works on 300 to 500 people's blood a day. They make too many mistakes. So when we do this, Anastasia, we're able to see the thyroid, the liver, the kidneys, how the organs and things and the systems are functioning. And then what we do is we fix and repair the body internally, and that's how you get healthy. And that's really a different way of looking at it, but that's how we do it.
That's awesome. I love that idea. So, you know, most people, they really know what the right thing to do is, quote unquote, the right thing. And as you said, they think they hear about magic bullets. Oh, I lost 10 pounds in a weekend and stuff like that. My first response is already, well, what body part did you cut off?
Yeah, that's right.
So there's some things that hold people back from really doing the right thing. And what's one of the main things that you find people hold themselves back from, and how do you motivate them into action?
Well, that's a great point. One of the biggest issues with people, and you're probably going to get angry with me, but I'm going to say, because it's true, is a lot of people have toxic friends and toxic families. And I hate to say this, but sometimes if you want to get really well, you got to fire them. I know it sounds mean and nasty, but think of this logically, Dr. Anastasia. If a person has a family or friends that are not healthy, okay, and you get super healthy, how are you going to fit in with that crowd? It would be the same thing as if you're in a broke family and you become a multimillionaire. You won't fit in either. Or like changing religion. People want to fit in. We live in a world where people so want to fit in. They'll deny it, but it's so true. And my own mother said this. My own mother, you know, she's pretty healthy because of, she takes what I do. She does all my tests. But she admits, she goes, if I got as healthy as you want me to be, she goes, I'd have to get new friends. And she goes, I don't want to do that.
Well, actually, what you say is absolutely true. So let's look at it from the energetic perspective. When all our thoughts, all our feelings, all our interactions, we feel other people energetically. So if you listen to a commercial all day long, like if you watch daytime TV, they show like these up close pictures of cake and candy and how delicious it is. Everybody wants to eat it. Right. So we don't have the opposite. We don't have like eat this green salad, organic green salad, because there's no market in it. Right. There's no real markup. But all of those things. So when you're in a crowd, like they say that your income is reflected by the five closest people around you. Well, so is your health. So is your body weight. So is your, you know, your outlook on life. So is your living environment. Like you can't live in a slum and have a really nice house. It's just not happening, because you start to get to the no care like everybody else. So there's a way to disconnect from people and to still be in the family, but you can't be around them very much. And even though you put it really bluntly, that's basically what a lot of people do to escape their circumstances. So I just say it a little nicer, but
I guess my New York accent, I could be a little harsh.
Yeah, but I think that there are people that need my kind of speaking, and there's people that need your kind of speaking. You know, some people I have to be really, really brutal with. I have to just say, you know, you have to decide whether you want to get out of, you know, stay in it or get out. And if you stay in it, then these are your choices. And if you get out, these are your choices. And then they have to really put up with it, you know, decide. Because everybody has, you know, one of the things that I see a lot of people do is that they give their power over to everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So I want to empower people to make their own decisions. So let's say when someone come and experiences your work, what would be the before and after? Like a really tough case.
Okay, I'll give you the case of the gentleman who you met on this list. Conference and on the marketer's cruise. This gentleman I met a year and a half ago. He was on the kidney transplant list and was way, way overweight. He's down over 100 pounds, keeping it off, and I got him off the kidney transplant list. Now, I will admit this, okay? Did I know he'd get off that list? No. I did not predict that. I'm happy he did, but that's not something you know, people can say, oh, I can guarantee that. I can't. But what happened was is, he flew to see me. I flew to see him. We did a lot of work. We went from the inside out. So we started cleaning up his organs. That's what helped. We got better with the food. I am an exercise physiologist as well. I put him on a real good exercise program. But it started with the blood kit. It started with inside his body. That's the beginning of everything. And that's where I'm able to see what's going on with his liver, his thyroid, his colon, the inflammation in his body. And that's what we address. Because people piece things together. They go to a doctor and they do a blood test. The doctor says, there's nothing wrong with you. Well, unfortunately, you know, medical doctors usually can't see yeast. They can't see parasites. They can't see these kind of things. And they do the best they can do, but they're limited for their time.
Well, yeah. And they're also given, like, you and I are schooled in a completely different way than conventional medicine. And so they don't have the opportunity, because they're just simply not taught this stuff.
They're not allowed. I mean, a medical doctor, if they did what I did, they would lose their license probably, because in other words, they can't do a, you know, 3-hour blood test. That, you know, they can't see, you know, they can't, you know, have you go on really good supplementation and not take medicine. They can't do that. They're not allowed. They're just not.
Yeah, I had that experience. I was in my 40s, and they were telling me that my estrogen levels were going down, and I'm going, yeah, so that's kind of normal at my age. And then they said, well, you know, would you consider, you know, they'd say, well, we can give you hormone supplementation. And I go, why is it called for? Well, they said to take care of the symptoms. And I go, well, what symptoms are you talking about? And they went through a whole list of symptoms. I go, well, I don't have any of those symptoms. How come you didn't ask me? And they go, you don't have those symptoms? I go, no, I feel really great. So I never went on it. And I said, well, if you had something natural, they said, no, they don't do that. This was a top, right there. This was a top medical school in the country at one of the universities, right? And they had no options. They had no options. They don't even talk about it, even though one of the top naturopathic schools was like down the road. So, yeah, it's really fascinating, right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, so this is a perfect time for a break. I want to remind all of our listeners that you're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis, and today my special guest is Dr. Joe Casper. When we return after the break, we'll dive deeper into his process and show how it can work for you. Did you know that if the thought of a past relationship brings up negative emotions, you are still in a relationship with that person, often with unwanted consequences? This means you still have ties with that person, and those ties may be sapping your strength. Why not jettison your old relationship baggage so that you can move forward with ease and clarity? Hello, this is Dr. Anastasia Choplis, the Scientific Healer. 7 years of research at prestigious institutions like Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins have discovered that relationships are the number one influence on physical, emotional, and financial health. In clearing those old ties, including what some people call karma, you get to wipe the slate clean and start over again, whether you plan to stay in that relationship with a person or not. Many miracles have come out of such clearings. One client said that her Christmas with her family was the best she had since she was a child, while another said she'd received several thousand dollars in a divorce settlement that had been stuck in limbo for years, while others stop being angry at their former partners and are able to find new loves quickly and easily. Recently, one client who had been stuck in her business as her client stream dried up signed up 6 new clients in the 4 hours following her clearing. I have good news. I have a gift for you. By going to scientifichealer.com/clear, you can discover how you can clear past relationships while I do a relationship clearing for you, all for free. Everyone who chooses to receive it will receive this powerful healing while listening. Again, go to scientifichealer.com/clear to get the details. Welcome back. You're listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. You can discover more about scientific healing and the deceptively simple processes for opening up your intuition and inner guidance system. Go to scientifichealer.com to download your tips on how to protect your energy when working with others. Before the break, we were talking to Dr. Joe Casper and his passion for helping people get healthy. I'm sure you're wondering whether this is something that can work for you. Let's continue this conversation. Welcome back, Dr. Joe.
Well, thank you, Dr. Anastasia. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so what are some of the biggest obstacles you've seen your clients run across that you've helped them overcome? Could be mental, could be physical.
I think most things are really, really mental. I'm going to go to people actually who haven't hired me, let's say, and I'll hear, well, I have no time. And I would rather hear this statement: I don't see the value. In other words, the person who has no time to get healthy somehow has time to watch 3 hours of the electronic income reducer, the television, their favorite programs, you know, gossip and BS with their friends. There is time. And I really feel the value is the big thing. It's about value. But, you know, people aren't going to admit, I don't see the value. And it goes back to the thing we mentioned before about fitting in. You know, obstacles are what you want to be. How dedicated are you to being healthy? You might have to get up a half hour early every day. Maybe, you know, there's so many factors that come into play, but how bad do people want it?
Yes, and one of the things, the time excuse that I don't have any time, and to me, it's like I was so sick I had no time because I would wake up at noon-ish and fall asleep by 3 p.m. You know, I'd drag myself around the rest of my waking hours. That's what I call having no time. Now I have an endless supply of time in comparison. So I say, well, you can get more time by feeling better more hours a day, right? You're about 50 years old? I mean, you have like boundless amounts of energy. And wouldn't that be great to be 50 and have boundless amounts of energy? I think so. And
thank you.
Yeah, and I'm 64 and have boundless amounts of energy. So,
well, you know what it is, Dr. Anastasia. The pain isn't great enough. So, in other words,
yes,
they're not suffering enough. But once they're suffering too much, most will turn to medical because, again, it goes back to fitting in. Because, you know, how can they go to family functions and not be on medicine like the rest of their family, or not be bitching and complaining? I really think so much in our world comes down to fitting in, fitting in, fitting in. And it sounds so simple, but it's so true. I've just seen this over all my years. Like in my family, I'm a complete outcast. No question about it. Because I took a different route. You know, yeah. And it's a decision that I made a long time ago.
That's really interesting.
My family, no question about it. And it used to bother me 10, 15 years ago. Now, you know, but if any of my family members ever called up and asked for help with their health, I'd help them in 2 seconds, but none of them are ever going to call.
Yeah, that's really...
And three of them actually died. I mean, they died because they didn't want my help. And I'm sorry, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's...
I'm just being real.
Well, you know, I always tell people that help isn't for people that need it. Help is for people that want it.
Yes.
And I think that sums it really up. It's like I had one of my former partners, I lived in Houston. He died this year of pancreatic cancer. And when he told me he got diagnosed, I said, "Would you like help with that?" And he goes, "No, I'm okay." So he opted not to get my help, even though I have a pancreatic cancer client that's still alive because I'm helping her stay alive. So it's not really for people that need it. It's for people that want it, number one. And number two, you know, that I always say that you can get people used to your weirdness. So, you know, after a while, they'll just go, "Oh, yeah, that's just Dr. Joe. That's just Joe." And like for me, they just say, "Oh, that's just Anne." But my whole family, my dad brought us up on healthy foods. So we were the health nuts down the block in 1960. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and all of my siblings are healthy, and all of their children and my children are healthy. We eat organic. Most of us are gluten-free. And that's really unusual in this big of a family. There's like 24 of us now.
So. Well, that's great. Would you guys like to adopt me?
Yeah, you're welcome to come in. We love if you like being Greek.
I don't care. it's all good.
So we could call you Kasparopoulos.
That's fine with me.
So what are some of your tips for getting our listeners on track and staying on track? You know, we mentioned, it's for needing it, for not for those that need it. But let's say if somebody wanted it and they like have this like mental block, like, "Oh, it won't work for me." What would you tell them?
Well, if you say that it won't work for me, number one, you're right, and the discussion's over. So if someone says it's not going to work, I say, "You know what? Have a nice day." If they believe that it's over right there. So it doesn't matter what I say. So
yeah, what if they tried?
They have to.
Yeah, what if they tried like 20 things already and they're willing to try something?
Let's say they tried a million diets and a million cleanses and it didn't work?
Yep.
Because none of those things are who they are. They didn't like any of those programs. You have to like what you're doing. And you have to like it. So, example, like an exercise program. If some trainer says you got to lift weights all the time, the person maybe doesn't want to lift weights. They don't like it. Then it won't work. You have to find what you like. And sometimes you got to experiment a little bit. I mean, some people like yoga. Some people like water training. Some like to walk. What do you like to do from an exercise perspective? And then from a food perspective, that's the biggest problem. Because if you don't like the taste of the food, whether it's organic or not, you're going to quit. You'll quit.
Yeah. Like, you know, correct. Not everybody likes kale.
Correct. Now, Jeff, I know a lady who's a raw food chef. She makes New York chocolate cheesecake. There's no sugar in it, no chemicals, no cheese. She uses a blender and avocados, and it tastes amazing. I don't know how she does it. I mean, but the point is so if someone would want a piece of New York cheesecake, I'd rather them have that. Now, somebody might say, "Oh, it doesn't matter." Yeah, it does, because that what I just said has no chemicals in it, has no sugar in it, tastes well. So there's an option. But if you're not willing to do that option, then you don't do it. That's the key in all this stuff is, any tip, Dr. Anastasia, is are they willing to do it? Will they like the idea of it? So here's a couple simple things. more hours sleep a night, your health will improve. And that's common sense.
That's an awesome tip. That's a really awesome tip. Just instead of watching that show, just turn the TV off and go to bed.
Right, exactly. And now here's the funny thing, too, is, and this is a thing I've been working on myself, is try not to go to bed exhausted. So if you go to bed at 11 o'clock at night, you know, don't jump in the bed at 10:59, you know, and you just finished a conference call for a business or you were writing, whatever. Just let your body ease into it. In other words, you know, go upstairs or whatever your house is like and just kind of get into bed a half hour before, at least, you know, relax a little bit, let your body kind of wind down. And that's one of my bad habits I've been working on for years that I know I need to master, is going to sleep, you know, getting my body to rest before I go to sleep, you know. And there are some people who are blessed, and I'm gifted this way. I can fall asleep in 30 seconds. My head hits the pillow, I'm gone in 30 seconds. I've done it my whole life. And people hate me for that.
Well, I used to be that way until I turned 50.
Okay. Okay. Well, I can still do it. Anyway, but the point is, that's, you know, some simple things, Dr. Anastasia.
Yes.
You know, drink more purified water. I mean,
yes.
Most health things are really, when you come to think of it, are common sense.
Yeah, and brain dead common simple. Sense. And brain dead simple. Like, if people would just drink more water, they would help with a toxic load in their body. If they slept more, they would help their body recuperate and recover. Because when you sleep, that relaxed statement is really important, because it helps bring your body from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic state. And then when you fall asleep in that parasympathetic state, your body is in rebuild rather than tear down mode. So, and that's the simple way of putting it. Yeah.
That's a great point. And you know, it's funny, you know, sometimes I hear nutritionists talk, and a lot of times they don't know what they're saying. Like, anyone who says chicken is healthier than red meat, as an example, is a complete idiot, because that's so wrong. I know I'm being very blunt here, but on all the food choices you make, where did it come from? So, if you eat a piece of elk, which is organic, and you know the hunter will kill the animal, that's way better than buying chicken in Costco or the supermarket.
Yeah,
just use common sense.
Especially those bulk, you know, like Foster Farms, those bulk places. If you saw how they treated those chickens, you wouldn't want to eat those.
That's correct.
Because they go every day and pick out the dead chickens between the live chickens, and
of course, it's horrible. And you know, when the major chains carry organic stuff, which they're doing to keep up, it's like McDonald's having a salad. they're making their money on the hamburgers. So reality-wise is, you know, would I personally trust Costco eggs and apples? Never. But that's me. But if you're going to buy Costco apples and eggs that are organic as opposed to regular, that's a step in the right direction. So I think we got to do things in steps and phases. Because if you overwhelm a person, then it's not going to work. On my programs, I don't overwhelm anyone. We work within their parameters of what they like, how their lifestyle is. And that's a huge factor.
Yep. So I think that's the biggest lesson, is to not try and eat the whole pie in one bite. Just take it one little step at a time.
Yeah. And here's something too, is never take advice from a person who has a life you do not want. Let me say that one more time. Never take advice from a person who has a life you do not want. Because when you get advice from those people, you're doomed. So be careful.
Yes, and also don't take advice from people who aren't living the way you want to. Like,
correct.
Right? Because a lot of people will give you, like, advice all day long, how to get rich, how to lose weight, but they're poor and fat.
Correct. So true. Listen, I have people all the time, listen, here's a reality, okay? When people say health is more important than wealth, they're lying. Let me be real here. In other words, it should be that way, but for most people, it's always the money first. And I have some people admit to me, they go, Joe, money's more important than my health. And I go, thank you for being honest. You know, when a person 100 pounds overweight says health's more important, don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to me. Just be real.
That's really, you know, that's, I paused because I'm thinking about that. Wow, that's a really amazing thing. There are a lot of people that are willing, you know, like they'll come to me and they think I'm going to be charging them $50 an hour. And I said, well, then go down to the corner psychic. Right. But if they really want a real change in their life, then they'll talk to somebody who knows, just like you or like me, that knows the whole gamut of health. Like, you know, for me, it's I'm looking at it from a biochemical, biophysical perspective. And also, you know, if anybody reads any of my blog posts or books, you know that I'm all about eating healthy and all of that. It's not just the energy. It's also, you know, how you treat yourself, just like you. But yeah, so I completely, that's a profound statement, that there are a lot of people that think money is more important than their health. Really profound. Until they lose their health and they want it back.
Yeah, but you know the crazy part about health is too, is people, a lot of people do this. They have an illness or a disease and they attack it. You know, they do what they can to be healthy. And as soon as they feel better, they go right back to where they were because they, again, want to fit in their family and friends again. So if you do the most crazy thing health-wise to cure a disease, whatever it may be, why wouldn't you do it the rest of your life? And most people don't, and that disease or illness comes back with vengeance.
Yes. Yes, that's also a really profound point. So that's a profound point number two. It's just like people diet to lose 15 pounds, and then they stop their good diet, and they gain it all back, and then they wonder why. You know, so I'll just repeat that point number one is that most people think that money is more important than their health. And
yes.
Number two is that they'll start a diet to lose 10 pounds, let's say, or to feel better. And as soon as they feel better, they'll just go back to all their old habits. And
yeah, that's what most people do. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, you know, and I always tell them there is no such thing as a diet. There isn't. You either eat this way or you eat that way. And going on a diet or off a diet, there is no such thing. So,
can I give you an acronym for diet? Is that okay?
Yes, I'd love that.
Okay. The word diet stands for D for depression, I for insecurity, E for emotional, T for trauma. Depression, insecurity, emotional trauma. It's a victim club.
Yeah. Awesome. So I know that you have a lot of amazing programs to help people get to where they want to be. For those of you that feel that your health is worth putting time and effort and money into, I'm sure you would love to connect with Dr. Joe. And the way you can do that is you go to scientifichealingradio.com/Dr. Joe with no punctuation, just D-R-G-O-E, Dr. Joe. So thank you, Joe.
Wait, D-R-J-O-E, right? You said G-R-J-O-E,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sorry. G-R-J-O-E. Yeah, I can't even, I'm looking at it right here, and I'm not saying it right. Because I'm so excited about having you here today.
Well, it's my honor, my pleasure.
Okay, thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you to all the listeners. Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing and for our wonderful guest, Dr. Joe Casper, spelled with a K. You can connect with him at scientifichealingradio.com/Dr. Joe, spelled the usual way, D-R-J-O-E. So let's you and I connect. Go to scientifichealer.com and sign up for your free tips for protecting your energy when you're healing or working with your clients, or download your free healing audio that many people have experienced big relief from. This is Dr. Anastasia Choplis. Until next time. Thank you for listening to Scientific Healing with Dr. Anastasia Choplis. Join us again next week for more expert guidance and practical tools to energize your life. Now take a deep breath and release it slowly before you go about your day.